This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Repolling has started in 15 booths in two constituencies in West Bengal from 7 in the morning today. Among these, 11 are in Paschim Mogarhat and 4 booths in Diamond Harbour Assembly constituency. Election Commission has ordered repolling after irregularities were reported. Meanwhile, in another development, a special bench has been set up by Supreme Court to urgently hear the Trinamool Congress's appeal against the Calcutta High Court order that restricted counting centre staff to central government employees only. The bench, comprising Justice P.S. Narasimha and Justice Jayamala Bagchi, will take up the matter today. Field operations for the house listing and housing census under Phase 1 of Census 2027 commenced in Andhra Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh yesterday. The exercise will continue till 30th of this month. Meanwhile, the self-enumeration facility has also begun in the Municipal Corporation of Delhi area, Rajasthan, Maharashtra, Meghalaya and Jharkhand. The online facility will remain open till 15th of this month. In Bihar, the 15-day self-enumeration period ends today. The Reserve Bank of India has said that 98.47% of the 2,000 rupees denomination banknotes in circulation have been returned nearly 3 years after it announced their withdrawal. The central bank had declared the withdrawal of 2,000 rupees notes from circulation on May 19, 2023 as part of its currency management exercise. The RBI, however, clarified that despite their withdrawal and return, the 2,000 rupees bank notes continue to remain legal tender. US President Donald Trump has rejected Iran's latest proposal to end the ongoing conflict, casting doubt on prospects for a negotiated settlement and warning of the risk of further escalation. Iran submitted its revised offer through mediators, with state media confirming the handover. Trump acknowledged that Tehran had made strides in negotiations, but said he remains dissatisfied with the terms on the table, stating that Iran is seeking concessions he cannot accept. He also described Iran's leadership as very disjointed, signaling continued mistrust between the two sides.
You cannot give Iran a nuclear weapon, because they would use it on a place called Israel very quickly, and they would use it in the Middle East, and they'd use it in Europe, and I guess we'd be next, and it's not going to happen. We've taken their air force, is non-existent, it's gone. Their navy, they had the strongest navy by far in the Middle East many times over. They have 159 ships. Every single ship is at the bottom of the sea right now. It's the only country in the world. Nobody wants to be a leader.
A meeting between India and Nepal will be held in Kathmandu today to discuss a flood forecasting model ahead of the upcoming monsoon season. The Indian delegation will be led by Santosh Kumar Mal, Principal Secretary of the Water Resources Department, Bihar. This development follows the conclusion of the two-day 11th meeting of the India-Nepal Joint Committee on the Kosi and Gandak projects held in Kathmandu on the 30th of April and 1st of May. During the meeting, both sides reached agreement on several key issues related to water management and infrastructure. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, Sikkim and sub-Himalayan West Bengal today. The Met Department has predicted heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Nagaland, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala and Mahe. IMD has also predicted thunderstorm accompanied with lightning and gusty winds over Jammu and Kashmir, East Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Orissa and coastal Andhra Pradesh. The weather agency has said that coastal Andhra Pradesh, coastal Karnataka and Tamil Nadu are likely to experience hot and humid weather conditions today. In football, India will mark their first appearance at the AFC Under-17 Women's Asian Cup since 2005, ending a 21-year wait at this level as the Under-17 national team kick off their campaign against Australia in China today. The match is scheduled to start at 5 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.